Thank you. Good morning, WHCDO.
Good morning, this is KD2FHI. What's going on?
Not much. I just got up. I wanted to see how cold it was outside. Luckily I have the day off. So, 4 degrees, or 3 degrees, actually. And, yeah, located in West Hempstead, the name is Andy, Able Nancy Delta Yankee.
Copy. Yeah, well, right now, I'm traveling south on the Meadowbrook from Mineola. I live in Massapequa, but at the train out of there wouldn't get my son to Manhattan in time to make his Amtrak train to get back to school, so I had to drive him to Mineola. And I'll verify that it is probably 3 degrees outside. It is cold. Back to you. This is Jim at KD2FHI.
Yeah, okay, Jim. Yeah. Yeah, imagine with the cold, it's playing havoc on everything that's out there, transportation-wise. So, and unfortunately, snow is coming, and they also said that it's going to stay cold the rest of the week, so it's going to be a little while before we warm up again to at least what's supposed to be normal.
Firm, yes. Well, I was on the train Friday, and the train coming through Mineola, I guess the Ronkonkoma train, they had so many delays, like 40, 45 minute delays because of train cracks. The tracks were actually cracking because I guess they became brittle in the fact that it got so cold, and any stress cracks that were in them already just went. So it really affected the trains immensely that Friday morning. Back to you, KD2FHI.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was on the train Friday also, and they showed pictures of it, what happened in Westbury. So, yeah, if you ever go through Jamaica, you notice that there's, they have gas lines, you know, where the switches are. And what they do is they light them up so the flame will keep the switches warm enough so they actually move. Otherwise, they can get stuck and they can't switch. They can't switch tracks to the switching mechanism that they have. So. You see a lot of fire, which you think the tracks are on fire, but they're not. You know, it's done purposely. You've probably seen that before. Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's cold, but we'll have to wait till March.
Well, as I remind people, you know, we do live in the Northeast, and it gets cold in the winter. I mean, this is cold, but it could be a terribly damn cold, and it's not. So I think we're doing all right. Can you imagine this, let's say 50 years ago, and we didn't have the kind of clothing we have today? You would be, you would have frostbite left and right. At least we have clothing these days that's affordable, that can keep you warm. Because I'm, for the most part, warm. It's just, you know, your extremes, your fingers in your face, that's where you feel it. Back to you.
Yeah. Along with the pocketbook. You know, because all the money that I'm spending on keeping my house warm, on oil heat, although oil heat, you know, oil has dropped in price, but still, you know, expecting a delivery today. The schedule is that I get, at least these months, I get two deliveries. I think one delivery a month. If I'm not mistaken. So today is the day 16th, which I think it is, right? Let's see, 5th. Yeah, day 16th. I should be getting delivery today. using up a lot of oil for sure. Just to keep the house warm. So, and there goes the money, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, I actually can't wait for this month to be up because then I'll be able to renegotiate my contract with Omens and knock the price down because I'm paying, I think, $3 a gallon now. And once I can sit down, you know, once my contract's up, then I can get it down to below $3, which would be awesome. I just have to stop a moment, put some fuel in my car, so I'm going to be silent for a few moments here. I'll be right back. This is KD2FHI.
Okay, talk to you in a few minutes. WHCDL. It's not really feel good. Some people avoid the subway. They don't like it, but I find, you know, since 99% of my traveling is on the train, either the subway or railroad, because it's, you know, a lot easier for me. And plus the fact that I work at the subways anyway, so since I'm down there, they don't like to travel down there, but it is fast, a lot faster than going by car for sure. And some of the subway lines are pretty good. And when we get the Second Avenue line finished, that's going to be, you know, big relief of travelers that travel on the east side of New York. So, that's it with that. But today I'm going to stay home and just do my computer work.
Well, for the fact that I travel around the city a lot, I do have to take the subway now. And I've come to learn about all the different little shortcuts, and I could get between downtown Brooklyn and uptown Manhattan. I could probably get to where I need to be in about 20-25 minutes by knowing the little shortcuts and where I could switch and, you know, so on and so forth. It is the best way to travel around the city, no doubt. And yeah, the trains have gotten extremely much better than they used to be, and I've been working the city long enough to say that I have traveled on the old subways with the cane seats, and to be in the M train is, I think, a terrific train line, and it takes me right to a few of my clients. So I discovered that within the last 5 years, and the shuttle, the Franklin Avenue shuttle, which I wasn't aware of, that's a terrific switch, too. I could get to the IND line, which tells you how old I am that I just said the IND line, and the IRT. Back to you.
Yeah, it sounds like you know your subway system pretty well, too. And, yesterday I was working. I was on the F train station, one of the stations, anyway. Franklin Avenue shuttle, which goes through Botanic Garden, as you know. You have to, like you say, you got to learn the subway system, because it could be a little bit complicated if you don't know where to switch trains, but it's good once you learn it. Of course, the problem is, you know, with the cold, it makes it worse to work sometimes, you know, outside, especially on the elevated portions of the subway. This is not a good time to do it. In the summer it's nice, but now no. So, I will see what happens. At least I'm looking outside. Looks like the wind has died down a bit from what it was. It was very windy last night. I think the wind is going to just die down today a little bit. That'll be helpful.
Yeah, the wind isn't so bad. I know what you were saying about last night. I happened to look out the window. Well, actually, I was sitting in the living room looking at, you know, watching TV, and I could hear the pines outside my home rustling in the wind, and it was pretty strong. Now, I mean, there's a breeze. You can catch some flags, and they're out in full mast, so there is a bit of a breeze. But for the most part, it's not too bad. Although I think when the sun comes up, it's going to get windier. That's what I saw last night on the weather report. But one good thing, I guess, if we did have to commute today, there's hardly anyone on the road. I'm on Sunrise Highway now, 6:30, and that's usually good. Busy going westbound, and it's like checking cars. Not too much at all. 82 FHI, back to you.
yesterday was light too. Although yesterday I drove into this city, or Brooklyn. It was a little bit faster yesterday, rather than waiting for the train. So, all right, that's about it on this end. Nothing else I can really tell you other than just keep warm and keep warm. can't say that enough times. So, other than some of this work that I'm going to do on the computer, I'm not sure. I'll probably just take it easy, relax today, and just chill out. Sometimes I need a day like that, you know, just not do anything.
Morning, gentlemen. This is Keep Six Darling Purple Zombie.
Morning, Al. You recognize? Yes, it's a day. It's a day to just chill, relax, enjoy the sun, sit in front of a window, get nice and warm by the sun, do what you gotta do. That's pretty much what my day is gonna be like. This is KD2FHI. Al, I'll pass it to you.
KD2FHI in the group, K6DPZ. Okay, good morning. Fellas. Just turned down, I walked by the ham room, I have it on. Now, would you believe, whole antenna system on my roof yesterday came down. I am not a happy camper.
Okay, yeah, how you doing now? What'd you say about the antenna? Something, what came down? Somebody came in over you. You said something about the antenna?
Yeah, the guys just got done last week putting up the tri-bender, 12 elements on 2, 9 elements on 440, high gate, omnidirectional all the way to the top. And I walk out yesterday morning to take the dog for a walk. The whole tripod broke at the top. Everything came down on the roof. Oh, stop it.
Okay. Wow. So, the tripod itself snapped? Not the mast, but the tripod?
Yeah, the tripod, Andy. Imagine a tripod going all the way to the top. Then you have a pipe going to a rotator, and then all these antennas above the rotator. A TH3MK3 is a pretty good piece of iron. It came down where the director horizontally hit the roof flat on. Luckily, no antennas got damaged, but I couldn't believe it. I took a second look, and this thing, you know, was quite an array. Think it's funny?
Alright, this is 82FHI. I'm gonna back out. I got home. Hal, I'm sorry to hear about that. Good luck with it. Guys, take care. This is 82FHI. I'm clear. 73 is calling.
Okay, 73 to you. I think you said your name is Jim, if I'm not mistaken. So, 73. Hal, go ahead. You can say goodbye to Jim.
Goodbye, Jim. Have a good day. Andy, would you believe the high tower didn't even move an inch. Everything lasted in the wind. But that whole other array, luckily I saved the antennas to rotate them. I got to put a Van Gordon and quad tower pole up, pad up. I'm going to order one today.
Yeah, okay. That sounds, I'm not sure what kind of tripod you had for the antenna, but it sounds like the tripod itself was not strong enough for the antennas. And of course, the problem is with the wind. It's been so windy that that can happen. Fortunately, the wind is going to die down, so maybe he'll be able to get up there and replace it soon. But the problem is the cold. Unfortunately, it's not going to get warm enough. They say, I just saw the forecast, it's supposed to be below freezing the rest of the week, and of course we have snow again tomorrow, so that's not going to make things easy either. Unfortunately, I can't wait for the warm weather. I'm tired of this.
Agree, Andy. Well, no, the guys finished this up last week, putting everything up. And a couple guys came out yesterday, just tied everything down again.
for the wind and everything else, none of the antennas are good. Just lucky the way I had the beam oriented. So Lecter was on the fourth plane, so it just hit the roof straight. Or else I would have lost the whole antenna, the TriMaster.
Okay, yeah, if it comes down straight, then it won't get damaged. So. And then, of course, you guys make sure, you know, you inspect the roof and make sure that it didn't damage any roof tiles. Although, you know, that could be replaced pretty easily, but as long as it didn't go through the roof, then, because that's, then it's not, it doesn't sound like it's really that bad. But I know some of these tripods, you know, the cheapest tripods are not really built to, they're usually designed for smaller antennas, you know, like a TV antenna or something, so I don't know what kind of tripod this is. The quad pods are better because, you know, having four legs instead of three, it's a lot stronger, sturdier, and, you know, would be good. I think that's what you said you're going to buy, so... I know, it's just an extra nuisance just to go through the whole thing again.
WHCDL cases. This was an industrial quality tripod that was up in Richmond Hill, which we had taken down from Richmond Hill and was put up here, backing plates. We put it in the roof. Luckily, the roof didn't get damaged then. So I lucked out there. Pod got damaged, but, you know, because, well, the tripod looks like from fatigue, gave up the way it did. It wasn't, it pulled out of the roof and everything fell down. So I got to check, I think it's Van Gordon that makes the quad pod, and that will sit right at the top of the roof and be structured on both sides. And that will be strong enough that I'll put my Mini Cooper up there with a rotor and it won't come down.
Okay. Doesn't Glenn Martin make one also, I think? They make a, I gotta look it up to see, but I thought, I think they make one also. Yeah. Alright, at least you have the backing plates and everything else, and that's good. And as long as, you know, your roof's not damaged, so. I guess the most frustrating part is that it happened, and you gotta, you know, redo the installation, but, doesn't sound like it's more of a headache than anything else.
I think Glenn Martin, that's what I got to check today. I think I got to contact Glenn Martin directly and find out how fast they can get one out to me. And I got to check the maximum size on the Glenn Martins because that's a good quad pod. And I want to get that. I'm actually going to thrust bearing, drop the rotor down below into the Glenn Martin structure instead of having all the bearing weight on the, we're using a G400 RC, rotator by Yaesu, and that thing is phenomenal, man. When you push that button, that rotor turned that beam so fast, if it had pitch on the beam, I think the roof would have come up.
Okay, oh, so you got a fast rotor, all right, not like the high gain. Yeah. Don't they, I think they make a variable speed, something, I saw something in QST where you could, there was an article, and this was not recent. The guy took a, I think it was a high gain, he was able to control the speed of it somehow. Slow it down and speed it up or something, but I don't quite remember. I'm not sure what the advantage of that would be, but I know they have these preset control boxes where you could just, you know, preset it, push a button and it goes there to that location and stops automatically, along with the automatic braking and a few other things. So, all right. So I guess you're out. Oh no, I think you're not out yet. You said you're still inside the house. So, because I haven't been out yet, I gotta go out later, but just local. I'm not going to do any major driving today because it's just too cold. It's supposed to be like 3 degrees right now or so.
Yeah, I'm in. No, I'm going to see about getting this thing to reset. See, what I did, I had all this on one main array, but I took the VHF and the UHF Yagis, being I didn't want to put up vertical and horizontal Yagis. I put it on a 45. So that way I had directivity. I lost a little joke gain in the horizontal and the vertical, but I got the ability to get a good fix on the signal. So, and above that is the station master antenna, which is on VHF and UHF, omnidirectional. So I tried to cover everything, plus the high towers in the back. And that, it was just primary all bands, and it's got 160.
Yeah, I visualize what you're talking about. Yeah. All right. Well, when you so I guess you'll get that done pretty quick. You know, order that new Glenn Martin towel and place it. But maybe wait till the weather gets a little bit warmer, because as I said, it's supposed to snow starting tonight, and I don't know how much accumulation we're going to get. Roughly they say around 6 inches, but it could change, so hopefully it won't. Hopefully we won't get any snow. I've seen enough. I think we've all seen enough. I kind of want to get rid of the snow, because it's just a nuisance, and I don't like it. I'm thinking warm again. Maybe that'll bring it, the warm weather closer to us. I think spring is what? How many days away? It's only next week will be March already, so it'll be the first or second week of March, I think, is spring. And we turn the clocks ahead, so then we'll get more daylight, so that'll be good too.
Oh yeah, I can't go without with in this weather, do it. The guys went up just to protect the antenna. Let's now wait until it gets warmer. No, I wouldn't send the crew up this weather to do it. But I mean, look, let me let you go. If you're at all by Oceanside, drive by, you'll see there's a mess up there. Ah, look, things happen. I went out to the plane yesterday, and I wanted to do something with that, and I wouldn't be able to even dig it out with all the wind. Luckily, I wanted to make sure it was tied down securely, because I could see, you know, that little thing flipping over if the ties weren't tight. There you go. Talk to you later. WA2CDL. This is Keep Six Darling Purple Zombies. Clear.
Okay, very good. Yeah, watch out. Make sure the plane didn't flip over. That's true. You got it tied. I'm sure you have it tied down pretty well. But with these winds, anything can happen. They were really blowing last night. It must have been at least 40, 50 miles an hour at times, because I heard my neighbor's garbage cans rolling around in his driveway all over the place. And that's one sign. So, yeah, that's what happens. Okay, take care. I'll talk to you soon. WHCDL. I'll be listening and doing some computer work as well. See you later.
Okay, WHCDL. Dirty Purple Zombie is clear.
KC2, KKX.
Oh, there's a brave guy going to work in the cold. How you doing, Peter? WHCDL. And I'm sure you're going to say the temperature up where you are was below zero.
Nope, 4 degrees. And, we're just inside the car. Not looking forward to getting out of the car. But I thought I'd say good morning. Hope things are good by you.
Okay. All right, I feel more relieved you said 4 than below zero. At least you got some degrees there. They said, I was watching the early news this morning, it was 3 degrees in the city, so I was thinking it's around that temperature here, too. And, unfortunately, I had to work this weekend, both yesterday and Saturday, so I'm taking off today. Today being President's Day, which I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting. forgetting that it is, which means less traffic and a lot of people staying home, so I'm sure the traffic today for you would be better than other days. But I guess you're going into work on President's Day, so we're actually open today. You know, I could go to work, but since I work this weekend, I'm taking one day off so I could rest up, give my body a little break from this cold, because sometimes I work outside and it's not easy. Back to you.
Time off.
I didn't copy you. You were not getting into the repeat of that time. No, I'm not sure where you are, Petey. Not making it. You were before, but then maybe in a bad spot or in a low level area, because you're not getting in. I'm not sure if you're still there, if you still hear me, Peter, but if you tried to get in, I still didn't hear you. WHCDL.
It's
here, Jeff.
Yeah,
I know you're there, but all I got were little bits and pieces of what you're saying, so I couldn't make that out. I'll be listening, so when you get closer in, you know, call me again.
Roger, Roger.
I heard that. I heard Roger, Roger. Maybe, maybe I'll hear you now. If you mention to me where you are, and I'll get an idea. Getting closer. Sorry, I guess you're in the city? Or close to it?
Major D, cross Bronx.
Okay. Yeah, on the cross Bronx, I know that you're actually below street level as it goes through the cross Bronx, traveling, you know, on the cross Bronx, so I guess that would be the reason, especially those overpasses that you have to go under on a cross Bronx. That would make sense why I couldn't hear you at the time. And as you get back up to higher ground, that's a low area over there. So, okay, that would explain the reason on the cross Bronx. I didn't copy that. I didn't copy that either, so we'll try it again.
Just coming to beginning, just went under the cross Bronx, not on the cross Bronx. About to go past the Yankee Stadium. Roger.
I think you said under the cross Bronx by I think you said stadium. I'm not sure what stadium. I think you said that, but it's hard. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that area in general is not that high, as you know. So, I very rarely travel across Bronx. Unless I go to the GW Bridge. Not too often, though, but that area is not good as far as coverage is concerned. I know that. You know, that whole section, so. When you get out of that area, I'm sure it'll be a lot better.
Just passing Yankee Stadium. KC2,
yes. Oh, okay, I heard Yankee Stadium. Okay, so where are you, Cross Bronx? Oh, you went over under the Cross Bronx, so you're on the Deegan. Okay, as you pass that. Okay, so you're coming south. So you pass Yankee Stadium, you're on the Deegan, just past the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Yeah, I copy that now. Now you're getting better. Okay. The other thing, now that I'm thinking about it, when you're on the dig and heading south from north, you got that hill that's right to your left. So that also blocks the signal. And when you get away from that, that area, the signal gets better as you get more into a flatter terrain area. But it's not. That area also not that good, so. But you're getting better now because you're getting closer. And I would go for the either a hot cup of coffee or a nice warm bed or both together. As long as you don't spill the coffee in the bed, that's the main thing. HR.
Yeah, the signal's up this week on the Deacon in the Harlem River Valley, as you described. But I think I gotta replace the antenna cable in my car. I've got a new one. I'm just gonna take the time to replace the old one. And hopefully that will improve the signal. I'm imagining there's probably some water or something getting in by the antenna inside the car. It's an old cable. So, maybe I'll get that done in the next week or two. Anyway, we are about to get into Manhattan, not quite yet.
Okay. How much power are you transmitting with, approximately?
It should be 50 watts, but I have to check it. It may not be performing optimal if the cable's not good. Easy enough to test, and that's the sort. And the antenna is a relatively short one. It's only about, I think, 18 inches, which is what I use most of the time. So to the garages in Manhattan when I go to work. On a trip, I have a longer antenna that works much better. So I know things are not optimal. Anyway, hopefully I'm getting out all right now. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, getting stronger. Less. They're dropping out from time to time, but not as much as they were before. Right. So I got part of what you said with the antenna. I guess if it's a shorter antenna, I think it's just a regular 19-inch whip or so, rather than a gain antenna. Yeah, and the problem is, when you get into the bad areas, that's where, the extra gain can help. Yeah, changing the V-line wouldn't be a bad idea if it's old. Even though I would think it's a pretty short run of coax. You don't have, coils, of coax just, sitting there not doing anything, an extra length. I would assume it's RG58 or something, thin. But, you could try that. But also, don't forget, you're trying to get through an area that's pretty well shielded from the repeater at times. That's the first thing. And then the repeater itself. So there's a number of factors that evolve. But sounds like the traffic is pretty good, and which it should be today, so you're moving at a good speed, so it wouldn't be long you'll be at the Works QTH, WACDL.
Yeah, we're in Manhattan now. It's light traffic. Wish it were like this every day. Anyway, it's a heat wave. We went from 4 degrees to 6 degrees.
Wow, that's a big jump. 2 degrees. Actually, that's significant as far as how we can feel it, but probably because where you're located, the heating from the buildings and surrounding areas. temperature, of course. When you get into the city, it'll probably be 8 degrees or so, or maybe a degree higher. By the way, I hear you on the input, so your signal's not that bad from where you are. It's not a strong signal, but I do hear you. You're above the noise level now. I can make you out on the input.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm at 116th Street in the car. The sun is just coming up, so I'm sure that's all contributing to the warming effect, and I guess I'm a little closer to the water now. Anyway, you must have a good antenna at home if you're picking me up on the FDR.
Hey, I have one of those Comet tri-band antennas, and it's on. I have a tower, but the tower's cranked down. I haven't cranked it up in a while. But still, it's a good antenna. It works quite well. And I'm feeding it with a halfway decent cable. I have LMR 400 going to it. But, you know, and that's what I've been using all along on this. Yeah, I do hear you. So, you do have a good, relatively good signal. Just that, you know, like I mentioned, you know, the terrain makes a big difference where you were before, but now you're getting into the clear at 116th. So, okay. Sounds good. Hopefully you'll have an easy day today.
Yeah, in theory, it could be, but those are the days you got to be careful of. The ones that look good on the calendar. Anyway, I'm going to say 73. I'm about to go under Gracie Manson and I'm going to make a phone call, see what my resident's up to. So, have a good day. Stay warm. Thanks for the company. KC2, KKX, 73. We'll listen out.
Okay, I probably won't be speaking the rest of the week because I'll be at work. I gotta go back to work tomorrow. But just want to mention, Limark's Ham Fair is coming up March 8th, which is only, what, how many more weeks we have? 2 weeks, I guess? 3 weeks at the most. So maybe you come down. I'd like to say hello. I know I've spoken to you many times, but I don't think we ever met. If you want to come down to the Ham Fair. And I'll be there, so I'm just mentioning it now. And it's on a Sunday. If you have a day off, stop by. I'll say hello. WHCDL, have a good day. We'll talk again.
KB2N, cue it.
Good morning. Are you back from your trip? No, you're going to say no.
I wish I wasn't. I got an extra day out of it. I came home last night because we got canceled on Saturday. But yes, I'm back. Yes, I was at the Orlando show. Yes, I saw Zeddy X. Yes, I was with Jeff ILN. Yes, I picked up some little things for myself, treated myself.
Okay, and I'm good. You went to the Orlando flea market. But by the way, you gonna be around today? Are you home? Because I'm home all day today.
Yes, my daughter came home last night. So yes, we're supposed to have bowling tonight. As far as I know, I know there's some weather rolling in. I don't know when that's supposed to happen. But yes to everything.
All right, I'll give you a call a little bit later. Maybe we can get together, which is, you know, what I want to do. I had to work this weekend. I worked Saturday and yesterday. Yesterday wasn't on my schedule, but I was called in. Actually, it's a good thing I went in because there was some stuff going on. So okay on everything. Yes, and yes, 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 and I'm sure you're not happy to be back. After, I would think temperatures would have been at least in the 60s. I know this cold weather is going. dropping really down far south, but I think we're in the 70s in the southern part of Florida. In the middle part of Florida, maybe 60s or so, if I'm wrong, if I'm right. And okay, on the Hamfair. I heard that some people were down there. That's supposed to be a pretty good one. And you probably saw a lot of interesting things.
It was interesting. I was a little disappointed with the tailgating end of it, you know, the outside part, but it was interesting. Weather was nice, that's for sure. Actually, it's 66 there right now, which is warmer than the last three mornings prior to this morning down there. It got down to 47, which is a little nippy for Florida, especially that far down. But it warmed up quick, and it would be like 72, 75 during the daytime, which was, you know, beautiful weather. And yesterday was just like a 10 best days down there, so I was glad I got stuck. Everything's cool. I got a lot of work done at the house, and I'm glad I had today off because we came in real late last night. We were on one of the new JetBlue planes, and they had a lot of problems prior to takeoff with it, so we got delayed for another hour or so taking off. It was the first flight back to New York, which I see you guys didn't get much of anything here, but it was a little bumpy coming in, so windy. Waiting for the car service at the airport was a little brisk, but I lived.
Yeah, I would imagine with the winds last night, that would play havoc on planes coming down. Yeah. Okay. You made it. So, all right, on Orlando, I guess. I read different reports about how good the Hamfair is down there. It maybe used to be better at one time, or bigger. But, okay, that's it. You had a good time, and you saw Jeff, and you saw everybody that went down to get away from the cold. Of course, you know that they say snow for tonight, so I guess he came back at the right time, because it would have been stuck there more if it was snowy again, which they're now predicting starting tonight into tomorrow, and let's see how much we get. So, all right, very good. Yeah, I gotta get away too. One day I'll take a trip somewhere. Right now I got so much stuff going on at work, I can't break away, and I'd like to. WHCDL, back to you.
Armin, and 1YDY.
Go ahead, sir.
I know, Andy, I'm sorry I don't remember your name, but I used to live down in Miami, and I loved going to that Hamfest when 10 years ago or so it was better than I've heard that it is now. It was one of those things where every time we're talking about how good it was before you got there. So that's it. And 1YDY.
Yeah, I didn't mean to paint it that it was a bust. It certainly was far from that. But the, I guess the tailgating end of it I found a little disappointing. Thought there would have been more stuff. Andy knows what I'm talking about. There was some there, but it was the usual New York prices. Andy, let me know when you want to come down. I got plenty of room by me. And I've been clearing stuff out, so there's even more room. You could probably roller skate around my house if you had to. Yes, I saw Jerry. He was actually very funny. And I met his brother, Lee, who lives down there, who was also a member of Landmark years ago. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I do. And let me say hello to N1YDY. Also in your name, I forget. How could I do that? Okay. I'm embarrassed to ask for your name, but of course we spoke before. Actually, I think I have to give you something that you wanted also. I'm trying to think, like, instead of me fumbling around the names, N1YBY, go ahead, just give me your name and I'll come back to you.
Okay, Andy, it's Hank, Hotel Alpha November Kilo.
Okay, Hank. I guess, yeah, we haven't spoken in a couple of weeks. So, very good. Okay, yeah, I would, take a mosey on down and, see what the place is like. That would be good. When I get a chance to break away. I have family that lives, down there. My, got a couple of cousins, got a couple of, you know the cousins. Not as many as some other people, but I got cousins also. And my uncle lives down here and a few other people, so got some family. But they're in the Lauderdale, well, actually the same area. They're in the Lauderdale, Lake Worth area. So, my ex-girlfriend lives down there, and that was, of course, when I went down there, when I saw you, at the airport, Steve. I think I was going down. No, actually, that was after. No, I was. I wasn't down there for her. I was down there for something else. But